Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. While you're there, don't forget to check out our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think, and so I hope you'll check that out today. And also all the other things. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, archives, articles, the Brain Trust members, on and on and on, lots of stuff. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me. I want to tell you about, you know, I've been talking, the previous segment I talked about the 21st century age of the customer way to connect with customers and how much more complicated and how much more complex it is, how many more options customers have today. But let me throw out something. I said it was complicated, but it really isn't hard. It's complicated because there are more things to keep up with. But that's all. It's the rest of it's not that hard. Let me give you. I talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, but I want to stop just you and me and tell you again about this thing that happened to me this week. That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You know what I've been saying is that you are in danger. If you're a small business owner, or a big business, really a big business, any business, in the age of the customer, one of your biggest perils is becoming irrelevant, suffering the slow death of irrelevancy. And let me give you a real live story. This happened to me recently. I'm driving down the road, middle of the day, my phone beeps at me telling me I have a text. So I opened up the phone. I was driving. I read my text that I received, and it said it was a guy I do business with in another town, an hour away, and he texted me that there was this thing that he knows that I like to use. And he said, the company that I buy from, use their product, they're having a sale, a really, really good sale. And gave me a short description of what it was. Well, guess what? I hit the button and called him. I didn't text him back. I was driving. But I called him. He answered the phone. And I said, hey, Lance, thanks for letting me know about this. Let me go ahead and get three of those. Okay, so I hung up. Now, this all happened in a period of about a minute. Now, I wasn't thinking about those products, but I do use them. He nudged me. He connected with me in a way that he knew that I do business. I was willing to accept his text message, and I called him back. Now, if I had not been driving, I would have punched out a text message back to him, but I called him because the text message allows me to do that. And all he did was, once upon a time, he said, hey, Jim, can I have your cell number? And I gave him my cell number. That's all he did. And whenever an opportunity came up, he texted me and we did the business. Now, the company that I would be more likely to do business with never did let me know that. I checked them out. I actually checked later to see if they had the same thing that he had, if the sale that was offered to him, that he offered to me, if this company I typically do business with more often because they're closer. And they said, oh, yeah, we have that. But they never texted me. They never let me know. They didn't get to me. And they even said, yeah, they had this last year, too. Well, guess what? Last year, this company that I do more business with didn't even tell me about it last year. And they apparently weren't going to tell me about it this year. I guess they thought I would show up and say, hey, you got any specials today? Well, guess what? I didn't. And even though I could have bought from the company I typically do business with, because of what the other guy did, I did my business with him, the guy who let me know first. Now, the company that I, the nearer company, they became irrelevant to me with regard to, I mean, if I hadn't wanted to know what if the other company had this available. If I hadn't wanted to know that, I would never would have brought it up. I'd just went on my merry way, and the other company would have just completely been irrelevant. They would have missed a sale from me without even knowing that I was interested. So this is what I'm talking about, folks. This is the way people are living their lives today. More and more people are living their lives. More and more people are giving you permission to follow them home with a text, with an email, as I said earlier, by whatever. So these are real stories. And I never had to go into a store to make that happen. This person nudged me, contacted me. I said yes. He made a sale. He's already got all my other information, the credit card, the whole thing. And the next thing, and in 1 minute, I got something taken care of. It saved me time. It gave me a good deal. I saved 33%, et cetera, et cetera. So, folks, if your sales aren't where you think they should be, you got to start asking yourself, how are my customers living their lives? How are they wanting to be connected with these days? What can I do to save them time? How can I make the process of acquiring what I sell convenient for them? What can we do to connect with them on the age of the customer terms? Because that's what my friend, the other guy, did to make the other company irrelevant. You don't want to suffer the painful, slow death of irrelevancy. And if you're not keeping up with these things, that's exactly what's happened. And if you're frustrated right now about where your sales levels are, you might want to consider what I just got through saying, as maybe that's what's happening to you. I'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.